It's time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, over the weekend, I don't know what you were doing, but the United States Postal Service was celebrating their 250th birthday.
What a landmark.
Yes. It turned 250 years old this weekend.
Right.
The first national postal agency in the U.S. was founded by the Second Continental Congress in Philadelphia on July 26, 1775, at the beginning of the American Revolution, and Benjamin Franklin was appointed our first Postmaster General.
Was he really?
Yeah.
So he was the one who stamped his name on the the mailboxes, approved by the Postmaster General.
I guess that is what he did, Postal service in the United States began with the delivery of stampless letters, whose cost was borne by the receiving person, later encompassed prepaid letters carried by private mail carriers and provisional post offices, and culminated in a system of universal prepayment that required all letters to bear nationally issued adhesive postage stamps. So, how would you like that? In the beginning, someone wanted to mail you a letter, you had to pay for it.
That's fine. How do you do on a happy birthday card?
Right?
Or our genie sends you a bill and you got to pay
bill. Yeah. In the earliest days, ship captains arriving in port with stampless mail would advertise in the local newspaper names of those having mail and for them to come to collect and pay for it, if not already paid for by the sender.
Right.
Postal delivery in the United States was a matter of haphazard local organization until after the Revolutionary War, when eventually a national postal system was established. The first stamp issue of the U.S. was offered for sale on July 1st, 1847. They consisted of an engraved 5-cent red-brown stamp depicting Benjamin Franklin and a 10-cent value in black with George Washington. During the 19th century, stamps generally had the face or bust of an American president or another historic important statesman. Mm. However, once the post office realized during the 1890s that it could increase revenues by selling stamps as collectibles.
Perfect.
It began issuing commemorative stamps, first in connection with important national expositions, later for the anniversaries of significant American historical events.
Okay.
Genius business plan, right?
Okay.
We'll just sell them as commemorative, and then more people will
Buy
and collect, right?
Yeah.
Today, the Stamp Fulfillment Services facility is housed in a limestone cave 150 feet beneath the ground in Kansas City, Missouri.
This is the what fulfillment?
The Stamp Fulfillment Services.
That's where they make the stamps?
The consistent year-round temperatures and humidity levels in the cave underground allow the stamps to be maintained in mint quality condition.
So what's the temperature, though?
I don't know.
Like 75?
In an underground cave?
I don't
150 feet below the surface? I don't know.
It's
probably pretty chilly in there, I would imagine.
Well, everybody walking around in parkas making stamps?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
And what state is this? Missouri?
Kansas City, Missouri.
Okay.
And that's not the only thing in this underground facility.
Okay.
There's other businesses and stuff, which is very weird.
Like what? Like Starbucks?
Yeah,
like...
I don't know. I'm not exactly sure. But yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
As of 2023, the Postal Service operates 33,641 post office and contract locations in the U.S., and they delivered a total of 127.3 billion packages and pieces of mail.
How many again?
127.3 billion.
I can't even imagine how many that is, really.
That's a lot. The USPS operates one of the largest civilian vehicle fleets in the world.
They do.
With over 235,000 vehicles as of 2024.
Those are hot-looking rides, Grumman U.S. mail vehicles.
Yes. Yeah. The longest United States Postal Service mail route is in rural Sydney, Montana, where the mail carrier drives 195 miles every day.
Every day.
Yeah. And delivers to 305 boxes.
That's all?
That's it's in 195 miles.
They are spaced out.
That's a long day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
The shortest delivery route is in Woodinville, Washington. On this route, the carrier travels just under 2.5 miles and delivers to 1,147 boxes.
Is that done on foot with a satchel maybe?
Maybe. Okay. Yeah. The United States Postal Service also uses postal boats besides their fleet of vehicles.
You're kidding me.
The J.W. Westcott is a 45-foot contract mail boat out of Detroit that delivers mail to passing ships on the Detroit River.
To ships, you say?
Also in Alabama's Magnolia River, 176 homes on the 31-mile route receive their deliveries from a 15-foot boat that pulls right up to fixed mailboxes right on their docks.
That's wild.
On the river. Yeah.
That's incredible.
And then since the 1930s, mules have been carrying mail and goods to the Havasupai people inside the Grand Canyon, in the bottom of the Grand Canyon.
You said since then?
Since the 1930s.
Not until then, but since then. So they've started in the 1930s and they're still doing the mule.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It really is a wild fleet. You've got cars, you've got trucks, you've got mules, boats.
Boats, yeah. Absolutely.
Wow.
Now, under the mail cover program, the United States Postal Service photographs the front and back of every piece of U.S. mail as part of the sorting process, enabling law enforcement to obtain address information and images of the outsides of mail as part of investigation without the need for a warrant.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And with roots going back to the late 18th century, the United States Postal Inspection Service is the country's oldest continuously operating federal law enforcement agency.
Really?
How do you like that?
How about that, FBI?
There are approximately 200 federal crimes that can be committed which involve the mail.
Really?
Over 200. Who knew?
You hear that, RG&E? We're looking at you.
Yeah, right.
No.
Therefore, the U.S. Postal Inspection Service's activities are broad and ever-changing. In 2021, postal inspectors made over 5,000 arrests, leading to more than 3,700 convictions,
wow,
mostly involving mail theft, mail fraud, and prohibited mailings.
So when they pull up to arrest you, do they... Is it like a mail truck with the flashing lights on top?
Yeah.
Is that what?
I don't know. I don't know.
The mail police are here.
I guess. Pretty big deal.
Respect
pretty
them, Sarah, please.
I do.
Right.
I do.
You better. All right. You picked out a record to go along with the United States Postal Service, did you,
yes,
Sarah?
Yeah, so we're going to play Please, Mr. Postman,
right,
by the Marvelettes.
We'll do it, Sarah. Thanks so much. My favorite part of the song there. Marvelettes and Please, Mr. Postman on Legends 102.7. Sarah Giramontes, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about the U.S. Postal Service, which turned 250,
yeah,
over the weekend.
And looking great.
Yeah.
Let's recap three things I'm going to take away from today's week. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. The U.S. Postal Service delivers over 127 billion packages a year.
The longest postal route is 195 miles.
And the U.S. Postal Inspection Service is the country's oldest continuously operating federal law enforcement agency.
Can you do me a favor? Can you tell me how many post offices they operate?
33,641.
And they're all different sizes. Like you go to the one in Henrietta,
yeah,
that's a big
massive
one. That's like the mothership of, or it's a big one.
Yeah, and then you go to the one in Union Hill,
which
and
is
teeny
the
tiny
size of the studio, and not even the size of the studio.
Yeah,
it's fascinating.
It is.
Yeah. All right, folks want to learn more about the U.S. Postal Service. Where do they go, Sarah? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
You got it. Plus, on Facebook, you can watch this unfold every day, hear our conversations during the song and all that. Plus, you can watch YouTube and see the archives up there. Go to YouTube, search out Sarah's Wiki Corner of the Archive. Like and subscribe so you know when we post new material. Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I learned a lot about the Postal Service.
Me too.
Learned so much and a great appreciation for them.
Yeah.
Back tomorrow, fresh episodes.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to it at 4:10. Traffic and weather and many more things that you will absolutely enjoy. Coming up on Legends 102.7.